Now we've been talking.
And this is an average of one school shooting per week. I did not know that. Good morning, Joseph. Thanks for coming back.
Morning, Bob.
Wow, one school shooting per week. How can we respond to these? What can we do? How are you teaching schools to deal with these possibilities?
Well, it's a major problem. It's something that's been increasing over the last several years, even a decade or so, going all the way back to Columbine. So, it's got sources in a lot of different problem sets, which include obviously school bullying, alienation of students, drug violence, and then we also have the threats of terrorism, very frankly. So
we have
a lot of different.
How is Mutual Link dealing with this?
Well, what we do is actually, if there's an emergency in a school, you're going to have multiple agencies, police departments from surrounding towns and state, descending on a scene. And unfortunately, most of these agencies have their own communication systems. They can talk with themselves, but they can't talk with others. So you have multiple agencies on the ground that can't talk to one another, which prevents them from, coordinating, collaborating. So part of what we do is enable that capability, so when they arrive, they can talk together on their own, equipment.
Somebody running for president.
Yeah.
Because, we all remember during 9/11, we had trouble with the different agencies communicating with one another.
Yeah, absolutely. And this problem continues to this day. It's 15 years later, obviously, and, it still hasn't been resolved, and there's vast numbers of communities that have this problem. But if you think about it, emergencies don't happen at police stations. They happen at schools and other places. And even in those kind of environments, they have their own communication system. So what we like to do is tie those things together in times of emergency. A school can talk directly to the police in the minute the emergency happens. But also, they also have video cameras and other things inside the school that allow first responders to be able to know what's going on. So part of it, of solving the problem, is mitigating the amount of damage that can happen, right? So the faster you can resolve an event, the better. And that's part of what we enable. We'll allow these cops to come into the school, be able to communicate with folks on the ground, see what's happening, and take care of the situation in a much quicker manner. So
Now, this is a system. You're selling it to communities, or you're selling it to the police? Who do you sell it to?
Yeah, actually, we sell it into communities. So it would go into the police, hospitals, schools, any place where you have places of mass gathering along with the agencies that would respond.
Are they buying it?
Absolutely. We have communities throughout the tri-state area that are buying it quite a bit, and it's increasing. We have some on the West Coast, but there's a large swaths of the country that need this. Our systems were deployed a little bit down in the Orlando area for the Orlando shooting, and we were enabling communications between the hospital, the trauma part of the hospital, and the local police agencies that were responding so they could provide better, coordination.
Need this. We really need this. Where can we get more information, and where can our communities find out about this?
Sure. You can just you can Google MutualLink. Just Google it like it sounds, MutualLink, and again, you'll find plenty of information. The website is www.mutuallink.net, and you can learn more about it.
Thank you very much.
From Fox News Radio.
Plenty of information. The website is...